The Sheep In Podcast is made possible through the courtesy of the Apollo Music Group.
Hi, I'm Billy Andrews.
And I'm Josh Kuhnberg.
And this is the Sheep In Show.
Welcome.
Episode number 6. And this is our third attempt at trying to start the show.
Well, did you have to say that?
Well, it's because we did it 2 other times and Josh messed up his recording because he's an idiot.
Shut up! It's because it's been so long since he did this. I messed up and I turned it on when I should have turned it off and stuff.
Yeah, he forgot to turn the levels up, so when we recorded it, there was nothing there.
Well, that happens. Shut up! I didn't... You know what? No wonder it's been 8 months.
I know, because we're not smart.
Well, anyway, we're back again, and we got a special edition today. A special edition of
Sheep. We should say why we haven't been on for 8 months.
I guess you should say something. You know why? Because it was like litigation.
Yeah.
Litigation like they have on those TV court shows where the judge comes out and goes, bring in the litigation, guys.
And that's what they did to us. Remember one of our other shows, we said that the Mary J. Pinkerton people had to go out of business because they were... doing bad things.
Like what?
Well, they embezzled money.
Embezzled? What does that mean?
And selling drugs to foreign countries.
Were they selling arms to the war guys?
I wouldn't doubt it. Anyway, they all of a sudden they claimed that since they were sponsoring our show, that they owned the show, and we couldn't do the show no more, and they wanted to take the show away from us, and we didn't want them to take the show away from us, but they said that they were going to take the show away from us, so they sent us a thing to take the show away from us.
Well, what happens with it? And then they emailed. They emailed my mom first. No, wait, no, they emailed. Wait, no. Yeah, they did. No, yeah, they did, because my mom told me what was going on, and what happened was is that she was going to say, you guys got to stop doing this because it's getting into trouble and stuff, but we know that there's a lot of people that like it, so we just said, well, just... tell them to don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Then all the bad stuff happened. That was okay.
Yeah, so we're going to keep doing this for the 5 people that like our show.
Right.
Anyway, so what I heard is that when the judge saw the complaint, he looked at the Mary J. Pinkerton people and he said, what are you, stupid? This is the most idiotic, stupidest, dumb thing I've ever heard. And then he yelled at them, and then he made them go home.
That was great. You should have seen that.
So now it's our show.
Yay.
And it's sponsored by Billy and Josh's Beer Company.
Shut up! We're just gonna get in trouble.
Not really.
Well, welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, after 8 months.
After 8 months, and what we're doing, it's a special show. We got a special...
Hey, Josh, look at the thing. It's working.
What?
This was...
Well, I can see. Shut up, I know it was working. We tried it just now.
Yeah, hopefully this recording worked.
I think
anyway, so this is episode 6, and it's a special episode.
Why is it special?
Well, a while ago, Christian Matthews...
Well, Chris, no, what happened was Chris Matthews emailed us. He said that he liked the way the show was going. And so he had an idea for a show.
Yeah, he sent us... He said, you know...
Basically, what he did was he said, so, and he wanted to go, well, I got an idea of some stuff that, like, stuff that I like, and he gave it a list.
Well, if he likes such, why does he do his own show? Why do we have to keep...
He's busy.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so he sent us 5 pages of, like, the song that he likes the best. And on this particular show...
Wait a minute. How did you know it was 5 pages? Did you print it out?
Yeah, that's right. It was 5 pages.
Well, that's lame.
Well, how are we going to know what the list is if we don't have it printed out?
You just scroll. He's afraid of his... He doesn't know how to use his monitor.
I don't want to get eye cancer.
Is that like iTunes?
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to play...
I suck.
Yeah. We're going to play... some songs, and if the audience would pick a number between 1 and 20, that's how many songs we're playing.
Billy, pick a number between 1 and 20.
3?
Nope.
Damn.
Go ahead.
Damn. Anyway,
really
so,
awesome.
Anyway, so this is like, we're calling this Chris Picks, or Chris's Picks, and these are the songs that Chris Matthews likes, and if any of the other sheep people... want to give us their list of all the songs they like, we'll do their pick show.
That'd be cool. We'll be more than happy to do it.
Yeah, because then we don't have to pick songs, which is hard.
It's really hard because there's so much stuff. We love this stuff. That's why we're doing this. Don't forget it. We like
this
stuff
a lot.
Yeah,
but it's actually more fun when we play the stuff that they think is good.
Because some of it isn't.
Well,
I shouldn't say that.
Okay, now Chris is mad at us again.
I didn't say Chris. Okay, the first song is... Caribbean Sunset. Caribbean. Caribbean.
Anyway, it's 1:58.
Okay, and it's Jamaica-like.
Yes.
Yeah. It sounds like something you hear in I've never been in my parents were in Jamaica, though, once. But I don't know what it's like, but I don't know why it's Caribbean.
Because it's in the Caribbean islands.
Oh, I thought that was in Disneyland.
No.
It's too obvious.
Yeah. Anyway, so this one is performed by Danny Paul. Danny.
What? Said Danny already.
Danny, Rob, Paul, Chris, and Mike from 1984. And it originally appeared on the Of album.
Cool. Here it goes.
And it's in stereo.
Oh, yeah, too. My leg's itchy.
Okay, we'll put the song on and scratch your leg while it goes around.
Here we go.
I like to cook with pots and pans, cook with tacks and cooking with pans. Wash the dishes when I'm through, and then I make the love to you.
Stop! Oodly papa chew, chew pay, oodly papa chew, chew pay, oodly papa chew, chew pay, oodly papa chew, chew pay.
It's like some kind of like a Jamaican incantation or something.
Well, excuse me.
It's about cooking. It's pretty funny.
I like my version better about toupees.
It's stupid. But it's not right. That's not how it goes.
Okay, fine.
I like that. Dubba 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 in the middle. He's like some kind of a king or something.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a good song.
That's a good one. That's good.
That's a good song.
So, Chris, yeah, that was a good one, Chris.
Good pick, Chris. Good pick.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
The next one is called Remember, Walking in the Sand.
And it's a remake, huh?
Yeah. Originally, I looked this one up. Originally, it was done by a group called the Shangri-Las.
What's that?
It was a girl band in the early 60s.
Oh, that's cool. Girl band.
And this one is by Lillian and Bugs.
Who's Bugs? Bugs is not one of the guys. Is he listening to that sheet members? That thing that you got from that guy that had the sheep members in it? Remember, like a year ago?
Yeah, well, Bugs hasn't been on a sheep song, but he's been on that one called By the Men.
Oh, that's cool. We gotta put more of
that.
Yeah,
he played drums. He's a drummer.
Okay.
And from what I got info on this one, Bugs produced this one, and Bugs did all the instruments, and Bugs did all the vocals in the back, and Bugs told Lillian how to sing.
So it's just the two of them?
And yeah, and Bugs mixed it, and Bugs engineered it, and Bugs did other things.
Sounds like Chris.
and Lily Wilson sang it, and Bugs played on it and did everything else.
Okay, well, that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's a good song, so we should play it.
Let's play it right now. It's called Remember.
Walking in the Sand.
My leg is really itchy. I've got some ointment.
Seems like the other day, my baby went away. He went away, walking in the sand, walking hand in hand. The night was so exciting, smiles so inviting. When he touched my cheek with his fingertips, softly, softly we meet. Walking in the sand, walking hand in hand. The night was so exciting, smiles so inviting. When he touched my cheek with his fingertips, softly,
softly. God, Josh,
scare the crap out of my cat.
God, what a lunatic.
My leg hurts.
You don't have to get yourself fast.
Well, I gotta make sure that I get on there so we don't waste any time.
For people listening, because they can't see, Josh's computer's on the other side of the room, and when he hit record, he fell out of his chair like a dumbass, stupid idiot.
Shut up. We can edit it out. Make sure that you edit it out when you take this home, okay?
Oh, I will.
Okay, good. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, that was Lillian and Bugs with Remember Walking in the Sand. Did you know that we had to take that off the site? And the site is sheepwithme.com if you like this stuff.
Yeah, we took it off the site because it's still... Stop laughing at me.
You're like, ooh.
I can't help it. My voice is changing.
Because you're gay.
that's an unreleased song that Bugs and Lillian... we're recording, and that's kind of like an unfinished version.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. Sounds like, if you've ever heard the record, it's pretty close to it.
Yeah, it's pretty close to it.
What's next? Go ahead.
Anyway, the next song that we shall play...
Air. What will it be, Billy?
The next song we shall play...
What shall we play?
It's called Vince.
My name is Josh Cronenberg. What's next?
The next song is Vince by...
Chris Matthews.
Yeah. It's from... it's from the Honesty is the Best Policy CD.
Right.
And,
Did you know read that?
I read this wrong. It's version one of a song called Honesty is the Best Policy.
Because I kept Chris's... The recordings, I don't remember that as being a title.
Yeah, it's from a long-lost Chris Matthews unheard bootleg CD. And this was the song Vince, I guess, later turned into Honesty is the Best Policy.
Okay.
But I don't know what album that song was on.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is...
they made so many of them, I can't keep them straight.
This song is really cool because it's got lots of piano in it.
Piano?
Piano! That's right, Biddy.
I like the piano.
Okay. All right, here we go. Here we go with Vince.
By Chris Matthews, the one who gave us the list of the songs.
Thanks.
It's funny, dude. It's funny, he puts his song in at number 3.
Sounds like, and at number 3, we have Vince.
Yeah, but you know what? We're the ones that put it at number 3. So, if Chris is mad at us for saying that...
God, play the song!
We're sorry.
Song, play it.
Thank you.
news.
Cool.
Cool.
Song.
Song. Next one is called Sun Goes Down, and it's...
In this water cap.
God.
What's part of it?
You go ahead.
Okay. The next song is... Go ahead, Josh.
No.
You just say... Josh isn't playing. The next song is...
Sun Goes Down, and it's by... Let's see. I gotta read this now. We got the mic. We got the microphone between, like, two little tables, so, like, if you hear all that, it's gonna...
Yeah, because Josh
I'm really close
Josh
now.
Lost his mic stand.
Shut up. Okay, this is Sun Goes Down. It's by...
Oh, if Chris Matthews is listening, we need a mic stand.
No, we got a stand. We just need a clip.
Oh, a clip.
Yeah, so send us a clip. Okay, and send it to my house. 1041 Magnolia Street, South Pasadena.
I ain't giving out my address.
What am I gonna... Like, stalkers are gonna come after me. Okay, anyway, this song is called Sun Goes Down by Danny Hiss. I can't read this. It's from the long-awaited Zowie LP Shelf Life.
And
production and instruments, vocals by Danny, and the drums by Chris.
And he did this in 1986. And he still hasn't finished that album.
I know. He hasn't done anything in like 24 years.
He's probably lazy. He probably just sits there and watches football.
Probably. I don't like... Do you like football? I'm not a big football fan.
No, it's stupid.
Yeah, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense at all. So I don't know why Danny would like football. But anyway, it's really acoustic-y, and it's strummy. You know what? I'm learning how to play guitar, and this song is getting easier. I'll show you how to play it later on, okay?
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah. It's really cool. I've almost got it down. So that's why I'm glad that Chris picked this. So this is Sun Goes Down from...
A long time ago.
A long time ago. This isn't working out. Can you try it again? No, want to do it again? No.
No, go play this.
Okay,
go play
Sun Goes Down.
This is supposed to be live radio. We're not supposed to run the tape back, except that one part that you didn't record because you did a bad thing. And,
shut up! And, I did that. Look, it's going now. Okay, we went back and we heard it.
Okay. Don't do it again. Sun Goes Down. Danny S.
So cloudy you could barely see. You and me. Lay it down in a place no one else can see. Secretly. Fade away with the day. It falls.
Sun Goes Down by Danny Hess, and that's a good acoustic glee song.
And then what I'm gonna show you how I played it next time or later on if we have time.
Yeah.
It's really easy. It's like two chords in it. It's really cool.
I hope we run out of time.
Shut up! He's
not very good.
You know, I was gonna have you help me write songs because so we could make songs like Chris and Danny did, but you know, I'm not gonna do it. There's no Josh and Billy now.
Josh is a good guitar player.
See? So you can write with me all you want. Okay, so that was Sun Goes Down, blah, 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 blah. You can scroll the podcast back if you want to find all the information.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next? I don't know.
Next song is by this Paul Fedor character. And he had an album out that was called Mangrove and Sneed Do Rufus Spaulding, and I don't know what that means.
Okay.
And it's called...
Rufus and Mangrove?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's called Peely Spider, which I don't know what that means.
Well, it's kind of cool. This song is really kind of cool. It's trippy. It's trip.
Yeah. And it's kind of like the the Caribbean Sunset song and that kind of Caribbean atmospheric sounding.
My leg still itches. My leg still itches.
Would you go get some ointment?
Ointment. I got some ointment.
Ointment.
I can use some Clearasil.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's called Peely Spider, and it's very moody.
Moody. Okay, well, here we go. Paul Fedor.
Peely Spider. Wait now.
Did you hit it? Oh, I gotta turn off.
Josh, go start the song. He's gotta run back to the computer to start the song, and then we'll be able to hear the song. Josh, start it.
Yeah. A peely spider came from Finland, all contained, boat to celebrate. Across the sea of spinach, he slept on deck of the mini dollar check. Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? The seldom used refrain we have gone insane. Watch me use my dentist. As a candle to the golden bugle, swing beneath the willow, crawl into the tunnel. Dresses come and go, the dresses come and go. Seldom do you find victim in the chimney. Peely spider came from Finland, all contained, boat to cellophane, cross the sea of spinach. He slept on deck of the mini dollar check. Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? Thank you.
until he's asleep. He totally fell asleep. Billy! Billy, wake up! You fell asleep!
What?
Wake up! What an idiot! He falls asleep! It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He totally falls asleep.
I can't help it! That song is so moody and so slow, and it just put me to sleep.
We should put
not that it's a bad song.
No, it's cool because it's really trippy, like a Sid Trip.
I think I heard most of it.
Well, it's a cool song though. You have to listen to it back and try to listen to the whole thing instead of falling asleep.
It just lulled me into a mystery land of sleep.
You're weird.
Not really.
Mystery land. Okay, anyway, that song is... He's a total freak.
You'd like to go to the mystery land.
Probably would.
Weirdo.
Shut up.
Stupid, dumb, idiot, weirdo.
At least I don't fall asleep at 4 o'clock in the afternoon like a baby. Little baby's gotta take his nap.
Shut up.
While listening to Paul Sador. Ow. God. God, hit me.
Well, shut up.
God, my leg is still itchy. You know, my dad bought some Preparation H, so it works really well. What? That's not funny.
You know where that stuff goes?
Well, Preparation H is like heat. Heat, right? H?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay, what's the next song, Billy?
The Wombats of Crichton.
This is really cool because this is Jeff, and Jeff has a band called Ghetto Girl.
You got it completely wrong.
I thought it was on a Ghetto Girl album.
It is on a Ghetto Girl album, but music and chorus lyrics are by Paul Sador. Oh. Verse lyrics by Jeff Mitchell.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's basically...
Obviously.
It's basically a Jeff and Paul song, but it's on a Ghetto Girl album.
Okay, see, that's what I heard. I didn't know that Paul had part of that. So it's kind of trippy as well.
Paul didn't have part of that. He wrote part of that.
God, shut up! I can't...
That's like he ate it like dinner.
I'm hungry.
Well, take your itchy leg and get us some cookies.
I'll get some chicken legs.
Okay. So we're going to play the Wombats of Crichton. And I really like the way Paul sings the chorus on this one.
Hey, I don't have any cookies. What else do you want? I got...
Chips. I want potato chips. No, potato chips.
Okay, Doritos.
Okay. But I like the way Paul sings the chorus. I won't tell you what he said, how he sings it, but I like the way he sings it.
Okay, cool.
On that part of the song, in the chorus part.
Okay, cool. Here we go. The song is called
The Wombats of Crichton. I gotta go.
So in Toledo, in order to escape his fans, planned to visit his English family in a small fishing village to the north of Lancashire named Crichton, the home of the Wombat family. Disembarking Brit Rail, Emilio went into a pub, and as the barman pulled his pint, Emilio bit into his grub. Shepherd's pie between his lips, he inquired where he might find the House of Wombat. This made the barman gasp as if he'd seen a ghost, and he said, as locals gathered round, ears burning, darts in hand, to listen to the barman's tale of woe.
The Wombats of Crichton will crawl. Trick you, they'll love you, their horns they will be. When you think you know them, they'll turn you around. You'll listen, you won't hear a sound.
Ignoring all the barman's words, Emilio walked down Cheshire Lane, seeing up ahead a Tudor cottage bearing forth the Wombat name. Knocking on the door, he heard inside a low and mournful sound. What he saw when the door opened made him fall into the ground. There stood Auntie Katie Crichton, dressed in rags and dripping snot, with Uncle Ian right behind her, looking ill and quite distraught. Terrified, Emilio made a vain attempt to run away, but Auntie Kate and Uncle Ian grabbed him quickly, pulling him inside. And as the door shut, sealing Emilio into darkness and despair, he remembered the barman's warning words.
The wombats of Crichton will crawl in your sleep. They'll trick you, they'll love you, their hearts they will beat. When you think you know them, they'll turn you around. You'll listen, you'll listen, you won't hear a sound.
Some other songs, but Josh is bringing me potato chips.
If you want potato chips, I forgot to bring it during the song, so here.
There's nothing in here.
Well, there's gotta be something in there.
There's like two mouthfuls in here.
Well, you have some?
We don't have some.
Okay, I'll have some too. I don't know how old they are, though.
You said you had Doritos.
I did, didn't I?
You know what? They're stale.
There they are.
But that's okay. I like stale chips.
Alright. You know what? Hold on a second.
Oh, but you know what?
Put that bag away.
Yeah, we should.
No, I want to talk about that song we just heard, because a lot of that stuff reminds me of, like, you know, I've been downloading a lot of 80s songs, you know, like that 80 dance stuff, and that's what this reminds me of. It's like, I don't know, some of those bands that, like, ruin pa-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. What's that song? Merry Christmas, pa-ba-da-ba-da, with the horns and all that stuff? That's what it sounds like to me.
My hands are greasy now.
Wipe them on your pants.
All right. Oh, you know what? I like when the chorus part of Paul goes, "The wombats of Crichton." I don't know how he did that. His throat must have hurt after. He hurt just doing that one part.
I'm getting a sore throat doing the show.
Yeah. Anyway, before we start the next song, we want to announce that to anybody who listens to our show.
And that's anybody.
Yeah, probably about three people.
No, you said five earlier.
Yeah. Maybe the other two decided not to listen to it anymore.
That was
anyway,
me.
Anyway, if they don't know, or they probably don't know, that one of those sheep guys has a radio show.
That's right. And it's Rob Prune, but did you notice, I was looking through this, there's no Rob songs on this.
I know, we wanted to announce before a Rob song, but we forgot to put a Rob song on it, but we'll make it up to Rob next week.
Exactly, because did he pick Rob songs, didn't he? I'm sure.
Well, not next week, just the next time we do a show.
Next time we do it, which, because of you, it won't be eight months.
What did I do?
That was the Pinkerton people, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
you gotta wash your pants.
Anyway, if you want to listen to Rob, you can listen to Rob's show, and they stream it on the internet thing, and you can listen to it. You can listen to it live. He's on Saturdays... 2 to 4, except the first Saturday when some other guy does a show once a month does it on that day.
That's retarded. They should probably just have him on every week.
I know. Anyway, so he's on cowsradio.com, and if you go there,
That's kowsradio.com.
And there's a listen live button, and you can listen to Rob's show, and it's called Dark Orange Sunshine with Dr. Rob, and he plays like old 60s music and other things.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was doing it every week.
Oh, yeah?
I've been audio hijacking this show.
Shh, don't say that. Don't say that, because people if people audio hijack this, then not everybody's going to hear it.
Well, no, because it was a good thing I was, because I wrote Rob to ask him if it was okay, and he said it was okay.
That's cool.
Since it was okay, there was like 1 week where he said that their equipment for recording their shows was malfunctioning, and it was a good thing audio hijacked.
So you just made everything really great. You made everything great in the whole world because you could do this.
Yeah,
because, you're awesome.
Because I became his archivist because I audio hijack each show and then I make him a DVD of the shows and I mail him the DVDs of the shows and he says thank you.
A monkey could do that. Monkey. What's the next song? Monkey. Monkey.
I want more potato chips.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so listen to Rob's show at Cow's Radio. It's a good show. He plays good stuff. I'll eat it.
Okay.
Anyway, so the next song is called Sister Flesh Genius.
Okay, this is another kind of trippy song. We're kind of like on a, well, we did a trippy song before this, but this is a trippy song. And it's who's on this one?
Wait, hold back.
You didn't get the page ready, did you?
I'm eating potato chips.
He's got like a Hot Wheel in his mouth.
It's on Ken Garko's album, Art by Ken Garko.
Okay, cool.
And now we gotta try to find it in the list.
It's right here.
Okay, well, you announce it. I want to eat potato chips.
Your breath will smell. Okay, Sister Flesh. Is it on here?
Yeah, it's right.
There it is. Okay, Sister Flesh Genius. Okay, instrumental piece. It was recorded on 15th of October, 1986. It's written by Ken, performed by Ken, Danny, Chris at Sheep's Oakland Studio. And it's pretty cool. It's got lots of guitar stuff, but it's too hard for me. But remember, at the end, I'm going to play some songs. Or I'm going to play a song on this that I learned on the guitar. So,
you know what?
What?
I dropped potato chips on your floor.
Well, my mom's going to kill me! God! I gotta go get a vacuum cleaner.
Play the song and we'll vacuum.
Thank you.
over.
Okay,
like, throw
the bag away.
No, there's some left.
Give me it. You can't have it.
Give me it.
Wait till the show's over with.
Yeah, I'll eat them on my walk home then.
Okay.
They're stale anyway.
So are you. You're stale.
Yeah, and we didn't even get to hear the song because Josh had the bag with all the potato chip got on the floor.
Well, my mom's going to kill me. Because last time when we did that one time, you had that pumpkin custard stuff and it got all over the floor. So stop it.
Well, you could have vacuumed after the show.
Get over the show.
All right, so the next...
I guess I could have.
Yeah. Duh. Hey, come... Okay. The next song is called...
What are you choking on?
I don't know. Probably the water. Okay, the next song is called Hank and Mabel, and it's by Lilliput and the Cat.
That's John and Lillian.
Yes. And it's... I'm looking at the notes, and I gotta... Oh, here it is. And
this is falling apart really quickly.
I know. And it was written, performed, and produced by John Wilson and Lillian Fryman. Probably before they were married.
Probably, yeah.
Banjo by Paul Sador.
Oh, banjo's cool. And it's got this really cool effect. It sounds like one of those old records.
And it's from their forthcoming Landshark LP. And this was back in 94. And it's still forthcoming.
There's a lot of their stuff that's still forthcoming.
Yeah, and I like this song because they made it sound like an old scratchy record.
I already said that. Oh, don't you listen to me when I say these things?
No, I was too busy. When I read, I don't listen.
Bingo. Here we go. Hank and Mabel.
Hank and Mabel with scratches. Yeah, so we're not really playing a scratchy record. It's an effect.
Watch the floor. Things. Yeah. Okay, and that edit that out when you get home, okay?
Yes, I will.
Okay, because it makes me look like an idiot. I don't want to look like an idiot.
And I wouldn't want to make you look like an idiot, so yeah, I will edit it out.
Okay, you better, as if you don't, kick your ass. One, no, three, two, one.
Are we on?
Yes. Shut up! You're on! That's funny, though. Go ahead.
All right, that was Hank and Mabel with, that was...
Wait, my mom's texting me. Hold on.
All right, that was Hank and Mabel by Lilliput and the Cat, and I like that with the old soundy record soundy thing.
Okay, hurry up, because mom's gonna be home in about a half hour, so we gotta hurry up.
Okay, and so the next song is Will You by.
You don't have to sound like you're out of your mind.
Okay, the next song is Will You by Wide Open Spaces, which is basically
just Sheep under a different name.
Yeah, basically, but it's from what I've gotten with emailing with Paul, that is basically Mike and Paul stuff, and they just had everybody else, if they were around, on the records.
Right.
On the songs.
Oh, that's how it works. Okay, that makes sense. So, and this is like an old 50s song, so it's kind of dorky, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's got a piano and it's got like a clarinet solo.
Yeah. And
Jeff Mitchell.
Yeah. And on the notes, it just says they don't list who, because on the credit list they list everybody's name, Paul, Mike, John,
Danny,
Jeremy, Chris, and Jeff. But on the underneath the songs, they don't say which songs everybody played.
In other
on.
Words, like I just said, they don't do it individually. But you had to make well, you this had long to, thing.
Well, you had to say it all fancy.
I'm on the radio.
Ooh, why don't you do your radio voice?
Okay, let's. Oh, there. This is Cows. That sounds like Rob, huh?
Yeah, I'll sound like somebody else.
Okay.
Hey, this is the Cows, baby.
Yeah, there's a guy that used to be on after him. He's like, hey, rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so here's William.
Oh, we'll get that next time, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that we should probably let them know about the website.
Oh, yeah. If you want to check out more of their music, you can download a whole bunch of their music on their website called sheepwithme.com, and all their music is free because they're just giving it away.
Yeah, there's like pictures and stuff of people.
And there's some videos, too.
Yeah, it's cool. So sheepwithme.com, because we like this stuff. So here we go. The song called Will Ya?
By Wide Open Spaces. How was that?
3 and 3 are 6, babe, and 6 and 3 are 9. Don't stop now, cause it's really mighty fine. So baby, will you, oh will you, oh will you love me? So baby, will you, oh will you, oh will you love me? So baby, will you love me until my heart stops a-ticking, a-ticking, a-ticking. I like you, baby, and you likes me. The sweetest honey from the honeybee. So baby, will you, oh will you, oh will you love me? So baby, will you, oh will you, oh will you love me? So baby, will you love me until my heart stops a-ticking, a-ticking, a-ticking. I gave you all my honey, my little honey bun, and all my sugar, my little sugar plum.
Okay, that's called Will Ya by the Wide Open Spaces, which is actually a...
sheep under a different name,
I wasn't finished yet. I was coughing.
Oh. Go ahead.
By Wide Open Spaces, that's actually just Mike and Paul and the rest of the sheeps, whoever are around.
Yeah, so it's basically sheep with Mike and Paul in charge.
Right, that's it. Yeah. You're the sheep herders.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So we're going to play another song. If you ain't sick of their songs yet, we're going to play yet another song.
And remember, these were all songs picked by Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
So he gave us a list, and we picked what we thought was good. But we forgot to put a Rob song, so we're going to make the first song in the next show a Rob song.
Yeah. And if there's any songs you don't like, it's Chris's fault, not ours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, like, if we can't get the song, if we can't get another sheep show by the next month, go back and listen to the Christmas podcast that we did last year.
Yeah, because if we do another show next month during December, we're not sure if we're going to do another Christmas edition, because we think we played all their best Christmas songs, but we're going to go back and look and see. And if there's enough to make another show, we'll do a second Christmas show. But otherwise, we'll do a regular show. And then you can listen to the Christmas show from last year.
This is why I don't do Christmas.
And then you can listen to the Christmas show from last year and get in the Christmas spiritly mood.
Again, that's why I don't even do Christmas. That's okay, though, because I like the songs anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so the next song is a thing called things.
It's a song called Things.
It's called Song Called Things.
It's about things. And at the end, they talk about like things that are
very important to them.
Right, that people need when you live in a suburban house.
Yeah.
The social comment.
Right, and it features John, Danny, and Chris. And John plays what it says box drums.
They're probably boxes.
Yeah, so it could be.
But the thing is, you know, I heard what this is for. It was for a project that Chris and Danny were going to do. They used to be called the Amplifiers, and this was going to be their last song, but they never got around to it, and then Sheep took over, so they just made it a Sheep song.
Oh, I see.
They didn't get around to it.
Okay.
That should be the name of their next album. Get around to it.
Well, maybe they were going to finish it and cut John off with the box drum and have Chris put on real drums.
Yeah, maybe it was just like a demo.
Because they sound like boxes.
Hence the title Box Drums.
But he is keeping a pretty steady beat.
Yeah, sounds good. There's no problem with it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, instead of us going on and on about it, why don't we just play the song?
Now. Go ahead.
I need some more water.
Okay.
You know, my leg doesn't itch as much as it did earlier tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get your ointment?
Oh.
Dependence. I don't have enough dependence. Let's have another baby. Let's call him
things. I don't like fancy things.
the sheep guys.
That's right.
Yeah, that was...
Boy, talk about box drums, man.
Yeah, those really sounded like box drums.
That's really awful.
Okay, so we're gonna go right ahead and play the next song, which is from the Vicious Rumors album by John Wilson and Steve Worth, who are brothers.
Yeah, but they have like different last names, and I still don't get that.
Well, apparently they had different fathers but the same mother, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah. Okay. So. We're going to play a Mrs. Miller recording session.
And this is really funny, but...
It's more of a comedy sketch.
Yeah, and Steve Worth is going, roo, roo, roo. And I think it's really kind of funny, but it's just weird because I don't know who Mrs. Miller is.
Oh, I looked her up.
Oh, you did?
She was a lady that made some albums back in the 60s. That's all I know about her.
Is it good?
I didn't hear any.
We'll have to listen for that. We'll get the.
Yeah, I went on Wikipedia and there was a page for.
Okay.
But Steve Worth is apparently he's playing Mrs. Miller.
Oh, okay.
And apparently it's supposed to be like her recording a Herb Albert song called Mame.
Okay.
And that's what it says. It's music
Mame
by Herb Albert.
Mame. Mame. What's that? Mame.
I don't know. Maybe somebody got maimed. Anyway, so a Mrs. Miller recording session by John and Steve, and we think it's funny.
Mrs. Miller, take 159.
Roll up page on the drums. Right on the horn. Babe, you took my horn right on the horn. My babe, you got that banjo, mommy. Help me. Why do you stop it, you son of a bitch?
Well, your voice wasn't sounding very good, and I think we should record it again.
Oh, don't you know it costs me money every time you press that damn stop button?
That's just too damn bad, isn't it? Well, if you want it good, we have to do it again.
Man, I was digging the beat.
Well, I mean, we recorded it 159 times already, and you keep fucking up. I think we should do it again and get it right.
Just not hip to my standards of music, Dave.
Well, let's try it again. Let's go for 160 and see.
I'm a rich bitch. Remember that. Rich Bick.
Just shut up. Let's do it again. Mrs. Miller, take 160.
You got that sand out of your face, babe. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You got that sand right out of the barn, babe. You got that banjo humming out to beat the band.
You keep doing the same thing. We have to do it again.
No, Pinky, Pinky, Pinky. Hey, that could be a new song here. Pinky, Pinky, Pinky. Pinky, 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 Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. A baby, baby, baby. A daddy, Pinky, Pinky, Pinky. A baby, baby, baby. A daddy, Daddy, Daddy. A baby, baby, baby. Give me a record that, Pedro.
That's really weird.
Yeah, that's really funny. I wonder if Mrs. Miller really sounds like that.
Then we should play it on the next thing to see if it's really like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, remember, these were all selections picked by Chris, and we whittled them down. That's what we came in.
Out of hundreds, he picked.
Well, we can do another Chris show later on.
Yeah, we won't do one every month. You know, every month is a Chris show.
No, because then it would be...
Because we like to pick, too.
Right, that'd be very cool.
And sometimes we like the iTunes pick.
Yeah, and which is really funny, because sometimes we go, well, no, we don't like that one.
Yeah, let iTunes pick what we pick anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
But if any of the other sheep guys want to send us their picks, we want them to send it to us, because then we could do a your pick show.
What's the website? Or what's the mail?
Oh, the mail site.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah, see? We
Well, just see, because we're running out of time.
Okay, the to write us to is thesheepin@gmail.com.
And that's INN.
Yes, and you can also check them out at sheepwithme.com.
Okay.
And you can listen to us on iTunes.
Okay.
And then you can get our show at sheepwithme.com.
Okay. Okay, my mom's going to come home here, so we got to put this to a stop.
Okay, so now we're going to say goodbye.
Okay, put
and
that.
We'll see you. Oh, and hopefully we're going to not take another 8 months to do a show.
No, we won't. Okay, now what's the end credits?
We did the end credits.
What? When?
We said the sheep email thing and then the
Oh, that's right, because there's no Pinkertons.
No.
Okay.
All right, so here's the out music.
Out. Out music, out.